This is Twit.
Folks, this is the part of the show where we wear silly caps atop our head to honor our picks of the week. They may be apps, they may be devices, but these are things for iOS, iPadOS, etc. that we think you should check out. Maybe we've been using them for a while, or they're new to us, and we think that they are worth your time. Rosemary Orchard, tell us about the cap atop your head, and tell us about your app cap.
Well, the head atop my head is one I've had for a while. It's a classic. I like pulling it out on a regular basis. I wear this in public because I'm very dramatic. And it is a large black hat. It's just got a very large brim. It's round on the top. There's a little bow at the back. It's pretty. It's elegant. It works. I'll probably wear this out tomorrow because I'm going out with work. So I am going to talk about a great application which nearly made it into the news segment, but I yoinked it at the last minute. And this is called Home Devices. And this is a free application. And the purpose is to see what your existing device can actually do in HomeKit. So this ties into Harry's question here, and probably some other questions that other people have got as well, because you can also add to this. So if you've got a device and it's not here, then, well, you can tell them about it. And you can see what HomeKit devices can actually do. So I'll just pop back out of the settings. I restarted the onboarding setup so I could show off that. But you can see there's 537 accessories in here. And that's just the ones they've documented so far. And so you can look through here. And what I like about this is it's not just about learning about a device that I already own. I can also go, hey, you know, an irrigation system sounds pretty good. What irrigation systems are there that are HomeKit compatible? And I can get a look at some of these. So for example, the Ratio, I think it's pronounced, is one I've heard frequently recommended. And you can see what automations it's got, when it activates, program modes, when it's in use, and what conditions you can use for it as well. And then I can search for it on Amazon UK because it recognizes that I'm in the UK. I can also then add it to my wish list. And this is great because I've got so many things, Micah, that I want to get home automation wise. So it's really good to see this sort of stuff. But as I'm going through, you know, I'm spotting things like this Xiaomi light sensor. I have a Xiaomi light sensor. I've paired it with my Akara hub, and that's in HomeKit. And, you know, I can see this. I can see the events and so on, and just decide, you know, which of these devices, if I'm looking for an air purifier, which air purifier is it that I want to get? Well, I've got the Smart Me. And so I can, you know, see options about that. Or if my parents are going, hey, we want a doorbell, I can go, well, looks like there are four doorbell options right now. I've not heard of the Robin ones before. I have heard of Netatmo, a French company, and Logitech. You know, I'll probably recommend one of those. And this is just great if you want to dive into the world of HomeKit and you're there going, I would really like to get an occupancy sensor, for example. What occupancy sensors are there? Or what smart outlets can I get? This is just a great way to find out what options you've got and also what automations they can offer. Now, James in the chat room is asking, does this work with Homebridge devices too? This does not work with Homebridge devices, James. This is only working, or this only supports HomeKit devices. That's all they've got documented in there. But I think if you contacted them, then they might, you know, they've got an option right there. Why is that popping up? Get in touch with them so that you can ask them if maybe they can add a Homebridge flag and Homebridge supported devices. Because I know my Dyson fan, it's not a HomeKit device, but it's in HomeKit thanks to Homebridge. That's something I greatly appreciate. So if you want to dive into the world of HomeKit and you're looking for what options are there, that's one app that's going to help you find it, and it's free to download.
Yes, indeed. So let's see here. I love that there's this ability to sort of have all of that in one place, because right now I go to Apple's page, and it doesn't give you all of the information that you would want. So it's nice to have this information that is more clear and has all of these extra little tidbits to it. It's definitely for any HomeKit nerd, and it's gorgeous, for God's sake.
Yeah.
I'm sure you like it with that nice purple color.
Oh, yes. Yes. That definitely caught my eye. I was actually on the test flight for a while playing with it, gave them a little bit of feedback as they were developing. And I'm really, really pleased at how great this app is, quite frankly, because it's fabulous. And I'm glad that somebody has put together, you know, the effort to document 537 HomeKit applications, Micah. 537. That's a lot of HomeKit devices. So yeah, I'm impressed purely for the tenacity involved in doing all of that, but also, you know, it's a great resource for everybody else now.
All right. Up next is mine. I'll talk the cap atop my head today is a doggy cowboy hat that I am wearing and is very slowly choking me to death because it was not made for me, but instead it was made for a tiny chihuahua. But it is just a tiny little cowboy hat that is right there on top of my head. The app that I want to talk about today is a really cool one. It's called Roger Voice. And Roger Voice is a way for folks to be able to talk on the phone and understand what's being said, even if they have, you know, trouble hearing what's being said. It is essentially a voice transcription service that takes place for phone calls. So it will caption your phone calls for you. If you download Roger Voice and use it with other people who are on Roger Voice, then you can do so for free entirely. The calls back and forth will be free. But if you want to communicate with other people, that are not on the app, then you get 30 minutes of free use of the app, after which you will have $5.99 a month will give you an hour of talking, of calls, and $29.99 a month will give you unlimited calls. Now, this is a really cool thing because for $5.99 a month or $29.99 a month, that is not very much money whenever you compare it to how much a phone bill typically costs. So let me show you how this works. I've got my iPhone here, and I've got a phone number that is just a it's a one of those that you call, and it's got, you know, things being said. This one in this case is it's like beautiful phrases. It's phrases made out of words that are supposed to be objectively beautiful. Like the most beautiful word is or set of words is cellar door for some reason. I don't remember why. There are rules about it. But anyway, I'll just show you. When I call this number, and I'll tap here to call it, now it's speaking. And it's saying, singing in a mountain stream is my idea of a good time. And then the voices kind of change over time as we're going through here. And so, let me see. Are you able to hear this right now?
No.
Oh, what's happening here? I'm supposed to be able to be playing through, but for some reason, it is not. I wonder if it's because it's a phone call instead, and so it's not playing through properly.
It could be that for privacy purposes.
Yep, I bet that's what it is. So I guess I can't play it for you, but essentially this conversation right now is taking place. It is saying all of these things, and you're able to see them in like nice large text on the screen. You can also, along with being able to see what's happening, if I tap that settings icon in the top left corner, I can mute the microphone easily. I can switch languages from the US to all of these different options. I can also turn on speakerphone.
Oh, I can hear it now.
Hogs were fed chopped corn and garbage.
Much of the story makes good sense. The sun came up to light the eastern sky.
The two met while playing on the sand. The ink stained dry.
And so there you get an idea of kind of how it works. I'll go ahead and put it back off of speakerphone. And then along with being able to see the text on screen, you can actually, in the bottom right-hand corner, you can type back. So if you were having a conversation with someone, you see their text pop up in the captions, you could say, no, yes, hello, I would like a meeting. On which date do you have availability? There are numbers right there. So you can use the computer voice to respond to the person there as well. I think this is such a cool accessibility tool that anybody can make use of as they need to in order to make and take calls with other folks. So you can see my credit. I've dropped down to 25 minutes because I'm currently using it without a subscription, but I could add it if I wanted to. This is a super simple app in its sort of execution, but it's beautifully designed, and it's such a well-designed app for such a specific use case. And that's why I think it deserves a look. So that is Roger Voice, available for free in the App Store. In-app purchases of $5.99 a month, $29.99 a month for unlimited use. And so if you are in need of hearing what is, you know, better being able to sort of hear what's being said either by reading it, then you are able to use this app to do so. There's a great little video that kind of shows how it works. You can read it there. You can talk, you know, over your phone and be able to see, okay, that is what I heard. Or if you can't hear entirely, then being able to sort of read what the person said and respond as you need to. Or as I said, if you want to be able to communicate without your voice, then you can use the built-in voice to do so. So really cool Roger Voice on the App Store.